USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough is adding his voice to those supporting the sweeping stimulus bill in the Senate.
It will provide $17 billion in additional funding to VA to include at least $13.5 billion to improve our ability to provide medical service to veterans.
McDonough speaking at the White House briefing room saying veterans have been especially hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The close to $2 trillion spending bill is in the Senate where it will be debated for 20 hours and a vote is expected on the bill Saturday. All of the major markets ended Thursday in the red as investors fear inflation. The Fed Reserve expecting some temporary inflation to happen, but not enough to raise interest rates. The Dow losing 346, the S&P falling 51, and the NASDAQ finishing down 274. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A group of White House Republicans is demanding a hearing on the White House's response to unaccompanied illegal immigrant children found near the U.S.-Mexico border. Representatives Ken Buck of Colorado, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Chip Roy of Texas, all sending a letter to House Subcommittee on Immigration and Citizenship Chairwoman Zoe Lefgren of California. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he thinks less than 50% of residents under 50 will choose to get a coronavirus vaccine. DeSantis saying, though, the state will still not require everyone to get the shot.
In Florida, we will not do any vaccine mandates. This is your choice. We're going to bring it to everyone who wants it. If you want it, great. If you don't, that's your decision.
The Dow closing down Thursday, losing 346 points to close at 3924. That comes after Fed Chair Jerome Powell teased of possible inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A large group of migrants arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border near Tijuana wearing shirts that read, "Biden, please let us in." The news comes as two Texas Democrats call on Biden to deal with the growing crisis at the border, citing their impact on his constituents, local hospitals, and their potential to spread the coronavirus. Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Texas Democrat, warning the Biden administration against easing up too much on unauthorized immigrants, citing their impact on his constituents, local hospitals, and their potential to spread the coronavirus. And regarding those Biden let us in shirts, former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf telling Fox News he's not seen them.
I have not, and I think what it tells you is that the advocacy community, there are NGOs and others, that their entire goal is to make sure that anyone that shows up at the border gets into the United States and is able to stay, perhaps for years and years, regardless of whether they actually have a legitimate asylum claim or not. And I'm sure that these types of organizations are providing these T-shirts to these folks, trying to send a political message and trying to play politics with the safety and the security of that border.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1927 when Babe Ruth becomes the highest paid player in baseball history when he signs a 3-year contract for $70,000 per season with the New York Yankees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.